are also very highly conserved, highly, not very highly conserved, highly conserved. But the intergenic region and the 3 and the 5 UTRs are quite diverse. Now, the top line here is our sequence of IAPV, our strain, let's call it. And these are four different full-length sequences of the KBV that we found in the gene bank. And you can see that there are two major differences. So this is the computer identified. Sorry, the computer identified this as homologous to this, not identical but homologous, on this and this. But these segments of KBV, he didn't identify as homologous to this, this and that. And this is quite a long one. This is a shorter one. So if we take these sequences and analyze them separately, we found that in both cases, we have the 3' prime end of the sequence, of this differential sequence, homologous to IPV, but at less than 55%, sorry. But at less than 55% identity, so the computer didn't recognize it as a homology. But the 5' prime end of this differential sequence is of unknown sequence. You can't find anything in the database that can account for this white part of the genome. And don't ask me what it is, although I have some thinking about that. Now, conclusions up to here is that IPV, KBV, and ABPV evolve separately from a common ancestor. IPV evolved from KBV or vice versa. And IPV acquired extra sequences from an unknown source. Interim suggestion, I may drop it, I'm not sure of that. Now, Varroa and IPV. Varroa is known to be a vector of many deceased viruses, so it was not very much of a surprise to find that Varroa is also infected with the IAPV. In our case, 100% of the samples that we tested have been found infected with IAPV, but I must warn you that 100% is 100% of 20 samples, so that's not very conclusive. But all of the 20 samples were found to carry Varroa in infection. What was surprising is most of them also carried segments of IAPV, the same segment that we found in the bee, in the genome. So whatever I was talking before about RNA integration moving into the genome, hotspots and whatever, is also correct for IAPV and Varroa. And now I'm not going to surprise you in suggesting that this is at least trilateral association between IPV, the B, and the Varroa. And later on, I will elaborate a little bit more about that. Now, as a general conclusion, not conclusion yet, a general hypothesis that we are entertaining with all these RNA recombination things is this a case of a three-way host virus co-evolution? Because I believe that many of you already realize that if there is a sequence exchanges, genomic sequence exchanges between host and virus and host, there is an impact on evolution of both the host and the virus. Now, a working hypothesis of IPV and CCD. This is the working hypothesis we entertain now in our lab. Not necessarily correct. It's still an hypothesis, so bear it in mind. I used to tell my students when I was teaching that not everything which is logical is also correct. So please remember that. I'll be stressing what is an hypothesis every time, so don't mix facts with theories, okay? Now let's start from effects. There is a strong statistical association between CCD and IPV. No question about that. Segments of the IPV genomes are integrated into the B genome. This is a fact. IPV kills. This is a fact. So whatever you see as CCD is not the primary reaction to IPV. It's something that comes later in our term. However, and this is very important, bees carrying integrated IAPV segments are resistant to IAPV and survive. So when we inoculate, when we test the genome of bees in a certain hive and find out that they don't have IAPV integration into them, and we inoculate them with IAPV, depends on the experiment, between 90 and 98% die, but between 2 and 10% survive. I don't know whether they survived because of integration or this was just an accident. But when we checked bees in Israel from various hives all across the country, we found out that about 30% of the bees are carrying these segments in their genome and they are resistant to IAPV. So it is conceivable that a very small proportion of the bees has become resistant, but they are, the proportion in the population is going to increase by natural selection with every cycle of infection. Every generation will create more and more resistant bees. Nature, just natural selection. So maybe the whole problem will dissolve itself in 100 years from now, I don't know. But this is the nature of natural selection. If you have a population sensitive to a pathogen and part of it is resistant to the pathogen, the proportion of the resistant population is going to increase with time. Now, the second row is already an assumption. It's not a fact. Some of the survival bees develop CCD. So what I'm saying here, and I'm saying in theory, that bees affected with IAPV. What I'm saying here, and I'm saying it in theory, not as a fact, is that bees infected with IAPV are getting killed. Some of them survive, and some of the survived bee may develop CCD. And if we move on along this line of thinking, we ask ourselves, do the integrated IPV sequences cause a behavioral alteration of the bee? This is logical, and as I said, told you before, logic and correctness is not always the same thing. If you have a segment, a gene interrupted or a gene affected, even let's say by a transcriptional factor that has been altered or something like this, you may find natural B genes altered in the function, and some of them, or one of them, or there are hotspots, so I don't know, may cause a behavioral change in the B. We are talking theory. Please remember, this is a hypothesis. Now, we have found at least five integration of IAPV into at least five loci in the B genome. It doesn't mean that we don't have 50 different loci. We found five. There is another one, and these are all in the intergenic region of the B genome, but there is another one that expresses itself into RNA and a protein, and it carries with it, some of these carry with them also segments of the B genome in the virus itself. So we don't know the number of these, but remember that integration can occur at many different locations, many different sites of the genome, and each of such integration may affect or may not affect the B behavior, and it may or may not affect B functions, and only part of it may be a cause of CCD. So not every integration is causing CCD. Not every survived B would develop CCD, etc., etc. And remember, this is, again, this is the working hypothesis that my group is now working on. It's not hard fact yet. It's logical. Logical and correctness is not the same. So, question is, integration at a certain locus causes behavioral alteration, yes or no? A history of IAPV infection, not necessarily current infection, is a prerequisite for CCD development. What I'm saying is that maybe not the infection is causing CCD, but maybe the grandmother of this bee has been affected by IAPV. It has been integrated into her genome, and her granddaughter, still carrying the integrated sequences, was exposed to conditions that will evoke the appearance of CCD. Infection or transmission or expression of chimeric proteins are affected by environmental factors such as varroa. And again, to stress it out, this is an hypothesis. Now, what could be the varroa role? And when I'm talking about varroa, it could be any other agent. Okay, I'm talking about varroa because we found the same thing that happens in the bee also happening in the varroa. Simply a vector of IAPV. Well, I'll drop the word simply, but a vector of IAPV because I don't think this is as simple as that. And is that a sort of genetic material exchange between the varroa and the bee, mediated by IAPV? Meaning that the virus may be a vector that shuttles genome sequences between the bee and the varroa, or any other host of that virus. Or maybe the varroa was mediating the evolution of IAPV from KBV or vice versa. Or, I don't know.